We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Memphis City Queen, you know what I mean? And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. If you came to stay and live my way, scatter my love like leaves in the wind. You always say you won't go away, but I know what it always has been. It always has been a transparent dream beneath an occasional sign. Most of the time I just let it go by. Now I wish it hadn't begun. I saw you. Yes, I saw you coming back to me. Strolling the hills, overlooking the shore, I realize I've been here before. The shadow in the mist could have been anyone. I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. All things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to wishes wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
life with hardly a clue. Now there's nothing left except leaving it in ruin. Dark world coming, don't know what to do. Dark world coming, forgive us, Lord, for what we do. I said, dark world coming, forgive us, Lord, for what we do.
Bruce Cockburn doing Water into Wine from his 1978 True North Records album, Further Adventures of Bruce Cockburn. Just a lovely instrumental. Before Bruce Cockburn, we had William Lee Ellis, or Bill Ellis, former Memphian, spiritually still a Memphian. And what we heard was Dark World Coming, the opening track from his debut album, The Full Catastrophe, which was released in 2000. The great British guitarist, singer-songwriter Davy Graham was before Bill Ellis, doing Angie from his 1962 EP titled 3-4 AD. We opened up the show with Jefferson Airplane, Coming Back to Me, the closing track from Surrealistic Pillow. That album also featured the hits White Rabbit and Somebody to Love. Coming Back to Me and the song that preceded it on that album, Today, featured singer Marty Balin of the band, and both songs are about as lovely and heartfelt as things get, but love it. Anyway, I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Today, we're going to be sort of shining some spotlights on the great guitar player, singer-songwriters, Bruce Cockburn and Jorma Kaukonen. Bruce Cockburn is like one of my very favorite singer-songwriters and acoustic guitarist. I've always loved his style, been following his music since the early 70s. And Jorma Kaukonen was the lead guitar player, also singer in the Jefferson Airplane and with Hot Tuna. Both of them are very distinctive stylists, and they draw a lot of their inspiration from the great blues masters, and then have made those influences into their own unique sound. Coming up next is Jorma Kaukonen doing Sea Child, a song that he originally recorded with Hot Tuna on their album Burgers. I love that version, but I was fascinated by the solo acoustic version. It's sort of relaxed, and he just sort of toys with the chords as he moves through the song, and parts of it are just really lovely. This was recorded on April 10th, 2021 at the City Winery in New York City. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Stevie Winwood's song.
sun stuck in my eye. It's shouting from the river, then it leaps back in the sky. Prenons la mer sous les vagues solaires. Toi et moi parmi les esprits de la lumière.
Bruce Cockburn, Prenons la Mer, from his 1978 album, The Further Adventures of Bruce Cockburn. Before Bruce Cockburn, we had The Beatles, Two of Us, the lead track from Let It Be, which was released in 1970, and The Beatles were preceded by Bonnie Raitt, doing her version of the great Stevie Winwood song, Can't Find My Way Home. This was live in 1972 with Bonnie, Lowell George, John P. Hammond, and her bassist, Freebo. Love this version. We opened up the set with Jorma Kaukonen doing a solo live version of his song Sea Child, which originally appeared on the Hot Tuna album Burgers. That's a great version, but I sort of like this one too, which was recorded on April 10th, 2021 at the City Winery in New York City. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Continuing our sort of acoustic guitar heavy little blend of stuff, we have Jorma Kaukonen doing the lead song from his debut album, Qua. The song is Genesis.
Think of living as it was. Into the future we must cross, must cross. I'd like to go with you. And I'd like to go with you. You say I'm harder than a wall, a marble shaft about to fall. I love you dearer than them all, them all. So let me stay with you. So let me stay with you. as we walked into the day. Skies blue had turned to gray. I might have not been clear to say I never looked away. I never looked away. And though I'm feeling you inside, my life is rolling with the tide. I'd like to see it be an open ride along with you, going along with you. The time we borrowed from ourselves can't stay within a vault to dwell. And living turns into a lander's well. So let me come with you. And let me come with you. Came out into view, and there I found myself with you. When breathing felt like something new, new, along with you, going along with you.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship in true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Wind in the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good shipping crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know turn the minutes to hours. The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They might have rolled deep into water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons. Sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And further below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November. Remember, in a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. Legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitchigumi. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Architecture of my own design. Too long been keeping my love confined. You tore me out of myself alive. Those fingers drawing out while the magnificent facades crumble and burn. The billion facets of brilliant love. The billion facets of freedom turning in the light. Bloody nose and burning eyes. Raised in laughter to the skies. Been in trouble, but I'm okay. Been through the ringer, but I'm okay. Walls are falling and I'm okay. Under the mercy and I'm okay. Gonna tell my old lady, gonna tell my little girl. There isn't anything in the world that can lock up my love again. Gonna tell my old lady, gonna tell my little girl. There isn't anything in the world that can lock up my love again.
Bruce Cockburn doing Fascist Architecture from his album Humans, which was released on the True North label in 1980. It was the follow-up album to his very successful album, Dancing in the Dragon's Jaws, which had the hit Wondering Where the Lions Are. Humans is probably my favorite album of Bruce Cockburn's. There's a lot of emotional depth all throughout that album. Before Bruce Cockburn, we had the Punch Brothers, doing their take on the Gordon Lightfoot song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was the closing track on their 2022 album, Hell on Church Street. We opened up the set with Jorma Kaukonen doing Genesis, the opening track on side one of his debut album, Qua. Beautiful song. Coming up next, we're going to have John Martin doing Solid Air, the title track from his 1973 album. He was already well established as a great guitar player, but on this record he experimented with his sound, and it brought him a much huger fan base, and deservedly so, just a great album. So here we go, Solid Air.
Thank you. it's written in the surface of her skin. There's been a baby within, given away in love. I see it in the little lines around her eyes, across her brow. She'll be drifting away from me now. She's the shape of a feeling that's not quite there inside my soul. Love has gone away now, leaving behind an empty hole. And who am I to try to compete with the din as the silence so easily rushes? Something that I only dreamed of, something that I'm not quite sure of, something that I'll never tell you about. La 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 la.
James Taylor has created a lot of gems over the years, just beautiful little songs, and this is one of them. New tune. It's like under 2 minutes long, and it's just a lovely picture. There's so many gentle surprises in a lot of his music, just like this song. This was from the 1972 album One Man Dog, which also had the hit Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Before James Taylor, we had Joni Mitchell, Cold Blue Steel, and Sweet Fire from her 1972 album For the Roses. And that album had the hit Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. I always looked at this record sort of as a transitional album, bridging her previous album, the real nakedly intimate Blue, and her next album, Court and Spark, where she created a very polished, sophisticated production with jazzy elements. And that album had two huge hits, Help Me and Free Man in Paris. Before Joni Mitchell, we had John Martin doing Solid Air, which he wrote for his friend Nick Drake. It opens his 1973 album, Solid Air. And what a great record that is. I hope you've enjoyed this last hour of, I don't know, a nice acoustic guitar, singer-songwriter artistry. Featuring Bruce Coburn, Jorma Kalkinen, and a number of other great artists. I'm Rick Clark, and you've been listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned for this last hour. It happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM. Hope you guys are feeling good today. I'm feeling pretty good myself. I love sharing music with you and always appreciate the great feedback.